father's money. This man shehem tumin. When it's tumin. V'loy this man shehem froshim. That by korban halacha is by nazirus, that the father left over the money stam, then the son, when he's mekabel his nazirus, he could use his father's money. But if the father was mefarish and said clearly, I want this much money, like half of it should go for the chatis, half for the yoga, for the shlomim, if he says clearly what he wants it for, then there's no halacha, then the son cannot use it. But I call upon him, there's a case by nazirus that the son could use his father's money. So maybe he was doing by regular korban chatis also, a son could use the money his father set aside. Tamalayma, this also, we dash in the pasuk again, no. Tamalayma korbonoi. The korbonoi hu yotzei, v'yein yotzei, the korban aviv. But you can't be yotzei even with the money that was set aside for your father. Now yachol, I would have thought to say, lo yotzei b'moyish hifrish, you can't be yotzei with the money that was already set aside. Afilo minakala lakala minachamura lachamura. Maybe you can't be yotzei with the money that was set aside for your father, even though the father and the son did the same type of an aveira, that won't be good. Avo, but maybe I would have thought to say, because that's the plus of korbanoi, that when it comes to bring your korban chatas, it has to be from your own money, not from your father's money. Avo, but maybe still I would have thought to say, avo yotzei the korban shifrish liyatzmoi. But maybe a person, the son himself, was mafresh a behema for korban, korban atzmoi, min akal al achamura. So at first the son did one type of an aveira, he ate chalef, and he set aside a korban for that. And then later we also machal a Shabbos. So maybe now if he wants to use his first korban, he could use it for this. Or else min achamura al akal, the opposite way around. If first it was for machal a Shabbos, then he wants to use it for chalef or for dam, maybe the korban would be good. And this we say no. Tamadem, the pasuk says, korbonoi, al chatosoi, achie korbonoi, lishum chetoi. Kamadem, what korbonoi al chatosoi, achie korbonoi, lishum chetoi. That the korban has to be set aside for the exact chet that you did. Like if you're machal or Shabbos, you have to be mafresh that korban for the chet of chil Shabbos. And if you're mafresh the korban first for a different chet that you did, that you ate chem of yedam, you cannot use that korban for another veira that you did. Even though you're the same person, still the pasuk says, korbonoi al chatosoi. It says the korban has to be set aside for your chet al chatosoi. Achie korbonoi l'shum chetoi. Yochol, I would have thought, lo yotze b'beheimo shifrish liyatzmoi min akal al akala. True, that again, that even though you did these two aveiras, if you were first mafresh the chet, because first you ate chalef, and then later you ate dam, and you mechuyah the korban for the dam, even though the both aveiros are the same category, they're both kalos, that there's no chiyah skila involved, still, but since you are mafresh it first for one type of a chet, it doesn't help for the other type of a chet. So again, yochol lo yotzei b'beheima shifrish liyatzmoi, even though you set aside his behema for yourself, min akal al akala. Or min achamura lachamura, afilu min akala lachamura, or min achamura lachala. These don't help. Shalom some figures this and that. Should be or min achamura lachamura. Yes, but this doesn't help. Why shekeinim hifresh behema al hachelif? Because if you are mafresh behema for the aveira of eating chelif, they be al adam, and then it was brought for the aveira of dam. Oh, yalla dam. Well, first you set aside this korban for the chet of the eating dam. They, the yalla chelev, and then you brought it, lemaisa, because you did another chet of chelev. It doesn't help. You know why these don't help? Sharei le mual, for the keeper, because there's no milah involved over here. It means, the Torah says, b'shegeg. And shogah v'hikra of korban al adam. Korban shal chelev, the katab is shasayu koi, keep the behema kadusha, kadusha saguf. But not for the chulin, brachi. Kibun an enemy menu. Yeah, is like hiper. That since you did this b'shoigeg, so mila you don't have any mila. Because you didn't have any enjoyment from it. But I call upon him for like hiper. You have no kapor either. You don't have the kapora. So the mezid os le yosaklum, shen yochul eschapa, the korban shal dam klau, you are le moal, you must have b'shoigeg. Hoi v'yein the moitzim, you're shus hegdish. You're not taken out of hegdish as a shus, there's no mila here. Elo me hegdish zeh, lo hegdish acher. You're only like using it from one type of the hegdish
for another type, like for a korban that was supposed to be for chayiv, use it now for dam. When we talk shalom mu'al, since there's no Islam here, because you didn't take the korban out of its kedusha, it still remains with its kedusha. But like chippur, you don't have a kapor either. Vochi v'fora shalom yaperek basa v'krisis. The achrei shon royim b'shoigig, to like chippur, since we see we did this b'shoigig, you have no kapora, dinu, that the same svar should be that kishin eskavi l'akir chattis chelev, l'akir chelev dam, to like chippur. If you have in mind, do it v'mezid, like you know what's going on here. You know you have your curb and you set aside for the chalif. You want to use it for dam, it's like keeper, it doesn't help. That's good. But I would have thought to say that yoytzei b'mois shehifrish liyatzmoi, but you could be yoytzei with the money that you set aside for yourself. You didn't bring the behemoth yet. You only set aside money. Minakala lakala, or minachamura lachamura. Minachamura lakala, minakala lachamura. I would have thought the same, no matter what had happened, whether first you set aside this money for korban chatis that you ate chaylev, and then you want to bring this for another korban chatis that you ate dam, or else even if first you ate dam, and then you are mechal Shabbos, so it's min akala lachamura, no matter which way you want to change it, maybe it would be good, because you only set aside money, and you still want to use this money for chatis, so maybe any way you want to change around the purpose of this money, maybe it would be good. Why would I think this way? If somebody has money that he set aside for himself, that he has to have a chatas, that he ate chalif. And by mistake, he brought the money, brought the korban chatas for nafeh of dam, or the opposite way. Al hadam, if he was mafresh to behema, if he was mafresh to money for a chatas of dam, and then by mistake, or b'mezid, he brought it for Avera of Chelev, even Chelev, Sharei Mo'av Echipur. Over there we say what? The law is, there is meal involved, and then you have a kapora. So I would have thought to say, the neighbor at this that is good over here. So Talmudim, again the Pesach says, no, Al-Chatosai. That when you're mafresh to Korban, the Medask has to be Al-Chatosai. So one says, why over here we say now, Sharei Mo'av Echipur. Over here there is meal involved, here there also is Yimachapim. So Ran learns that the Rosh says, Shamoyis ain't ben Kedusha Saguf. Because the money is not like the animal before. The money does not have a Kedusha Saguf yet. Kishinostan Liknes ben Behemel, Sarah Korban Achar, Yotzel Chulin, Hilka Keeper. But if you just set aside this money to be used to buy a Korban Chatis feeding Chelev, so the money right now does not have a Kedusha Saguf on it yet. So only has a Kedusha Damim. You want to use this money for that purpose. Now, if you take this money and you use it for another purpose, that's called mila. That's called your mila. You're having adjournment from the money. So since you're more with the money, having adjournment from the money, adrav, the lacha is the kedusha goes off the money, and therefore now you can set aside this money to buy another korban. And echnami, the lacha there is moal. You did the wrong thing, but by doing the wrong thing here by mila, since the money does not have kedushas aguf on it, the money only has kedushas damim. That if you use it for the wrong purpose, you're marrying it. So it goes off its kedusha. And now when you want to use the money to buy the korban for the other chet, the tzakachal, you have a kapara. So I would have thought to say, hu adin, money also the same thing, that money that you set aside for one korban could be, is allowed to be changed around to use for another korban. And this we now should know, Talmud Leimar al-Chatosoi, that the money you're only allowed to use if originally you set aside this money for your chet, Achatosoi. So dashinachie korbonoi l'shem chetoi. That when you mafresh the money, it has to be for the chet that you did. You have to set aside this money in mind for that chet that you did. But akoponim, what's the okash here? Ketoni miyas, akoponim, we learned over here that ketoni miyas behema. Ma, it says here, loch of a behema, if you have a behema left over. So my love, isn't it? Still, we had before that a korban that's left over, you bring it for nedava. So isn't it even a behemoth balmum? No, fair. It says in the care, the behemoth is for Russia's dummy. The behemoth has set aside, the behemoth has a loch like it's for Russia's. We had before. So the behemoth was mafurish, was explained. So it has a loch like the behemoth, it was set aside for the chattis. So But the phrase says like this, Ketonim is Liel. The son can't use the animals that his father set aside. So my life isn't it afilu balas mum, even though it's a behemoth of a balas mum. Alma, we seek him for us and dummy, that the behemoths have a loch like mefurish. Because the kistumim, if the animal is still called kistumim, legalayach. So why can't the son use it? Kemoi almoy istumim. Just like the son could use the father's money if it was stumim. Or mad mehuchasa. Do I did linyan oisa halacha and eskabla demoy istumim lunadava. Name adavka moy sloy behema. So why don't we say it's only, yeah. So I'll go put him into the kasha. It says if you have the five leftover animals, it says it's called kifrush. It was set aside for the chattis or for the oila or for the shlamim. So why? My love isn't it talking about even though it was a balmum, still you see that balmum is kumufrushim dummy. Not like we wanted to say before. Before those sibyu was, if it's a balmum, since it could be changed over into money right away, it's still called kistumim dummy. So much as I nechnami loy. I tell you also, this case of here is Dafka Tamima. So about the father left over a tam, a complete animal. Since it was a tam, a complete animal, therefore we say it's called Kimafrosh's dummy. Because it takes a long time until he could use the money, therefore it's considered Kimafrosh's. Like it was set aside clearly for the Chattis or for the Oyla or for the Shlomim. Ah, well, but what do you want to tell me? Balas Mun. If the father only left over an animal that was a Balas Mun, my Kistuma dummy, you want to tell me it's like Stam? If so, my iridiktani mois, shifrish oviv, what do you have to tell me the cases of money that the father left over? My iridiktani mois, shifrish oviv, what do you have to say a case of father left over money? Listen, balas mum. Let's say the case is the father left over an animal, that's a balas mum, that's the same halacha. You're telling me now if a father left over a behema, that's a balas mum, it's also called kistumim dummy. And therefore the halacha should be that the son should be able to use it. Just like the son could use the money the father left over if it's done, so why shouldn't the behemoth be different? So Mora says, true, you're right. Hochinam is taka true. But again, the same thing as we said before. Tlamai chaz yiladimei. Tenei hainamoy is taka true, it's included. If the father left over the behemoth, that's a balas mum, or the behemoth's balas mum, it's oimit to be used for the money. So it seems like the father left over money. So just like if the father mamish left over money stumim, the locha is the son could use it. Here also, if the father left over a behema, that's a baal mum, that's called kemoyas dummy, that the son would be allowed to use it for his naziris. And that's what it says here, if the father left over a behema, the son cannot use it, without the behema of a behema that has a din of mefreshes because it's a tam. A behemoth, that's a tam, takes a long time until you can change it over into money. Therefore, it has a locha like it's mefurish. So the mission like this. Nizrak oleha echad min adamim. A person, Anisha was a nazir, and she completed her 30 days, and she brought a carbon. So it says, Nizrak oleha echad min adamim. Even the first carbon that was brought for her, as soon as the kayin makes the zrika, is eina yachal hafer. If now the husband wakes up and hears about that his wife was a nazir, he can't be made for the nether anymore. Alright. But nafkamin would be is if he's made for her, she won't have to bring any more kavanas. But the lach is we say no, he can't be made for anymore, because it's considered like the naziris is over. And this man, the Yama Baisai, holds that as soon as you nizrak, one make a zrika, a Tosha says, to go in shagomra naziris patira. She finished her naziris patira. So as soon as you make one zrikas down of one of them, it's considered like you finished your naziris. And right away you're allowed to drink wine. So since there's no more inu nefesh, she's allowed to drink wine, so therefore the husband cannot be made for the nether anymore. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says a bigger chiddush. Afilu nishchato olil achas mikol abheimus. Even before the zrika, as soon as they made a shchita on one of the kabonas, is any yochel hafil, or any yochel hafir? The husband cannot be nefer the nazirus anymore. And the svarah, the Gemara will say, because of hefsed kodeshin, because she's going to be mafsed kodeshin, because she's going to be nefer on the nether, then she's not mechuyev the korban will go to waste. So therefore we say, as soon as they made a shechita on at least one korban, so it's called now, the nazirus is like over, and the husband cannot be nefer her nether. Now, when is this said? Betikalakas hatara. Only if the Isha was Torah the whole time. So she was a Nazir for 30 days, and now she's bringing a Kabonis. That's the end of a Naziris. Ava betikalakas hatumah. But let's say the Isha was a Nazir. And then she became Tamei. Halacha, when she becomes Tamei, she has to wait 7 days till she becomes Torah, and she has to start over again. So here, Yosher, here the husband has a right to be made for the nether, even when she brought already one carbon. Because even after these carbonas, she still has to start over again, counting another 30 days. So therefore, the husband could be made for her nether. So Yochulayma, the husband has the right to say, Eef Shabisha Menevelis, I can't take Anisha, it's going to be a Menevelis, that she, oh, she'll be a Nazir, she can't drink wine, I don't want that, I don't want such a wife. So that's called like Inu Nefesh, or Devorim Benola Beno, that it bothers the husband.
So therefore, Rabbi Meir has the right to say, Yer Shabishim Nevelis. Rabbi Meir says, Av Betekalachas HaTavira Yofir.
And after they brought the Zrikas Adam, and even though it's a Betekalachas Tahira, that the Isha was not to Meir, but she finished off for 30 days already, and it's the end of the Naziris already, even though they brought one carbon already, still the husband has a right to be Meir. Shayachulayim, the husband has a right to say, Eefshi v'isha megalachas. I don't want my wife to have to take a haircut, to have to shave off all the hair. The locker is of a Naziris. When you finish a Naziris after the Kabbon, you have to take a haircut. So the husband has a right to say, I don't want my wife to take a megalachas. So Kozman, she did not take a haircut yet. The husband still has the right to be made for the Naziris.
This is still called Inu Nefesh. It still bothers the husband. And therefore, the nether bothers him. He has the right to be made for the nether.
So more stuff like this. Mas Nisin, the first time of our Mishnah that says...
Nizrako le'echa min adam. As long as they make a shechita, they made a zrika of one of the dam. So ready, ain yochel ofer. If so, the husband cannot be made for the nether. So it's an account of our Mishnah. Mora says, Mas Nisin, like Reb Lezer, not like Reb Lezer shechita. Because the Reb Lezer goes according to Reb Lezer, he says... Tigalachas makeves. That means as long as she did not take a haircut yet, as long as the nose did not take a haircut yet, he's not allowed to drink the wine. If so, v'chiv on the legilcho, since she didn't take a haircut yet, asira b'chamer, she's still also to drink wine. If so, v'chiv on the isla nivul, if so, since lemaisa, it's still menuvul, she's not nice, she doesn't look nice in the eyes of the husband. The husband doesn't like a wife that can't drink wine. If so, moti meifa. If so, then the husband should be able to meifa. So Tanakam of our Mishnah that says that once the maid is rika sadam, even before she takes the haircut, the husband cannot be made for the neder is not like Reb Lezer Shita. Because according to here, our Tanakam has told that the galachas is not the makevas, and therefore she could drink wine even before the haircut. But according to Reb Lezer Shita, that she can't drink wine until she takes a haircut, so then the husband could still be made for the neder until she takes a haircut.